Cowboys are going to need more than smallpox-infested blankets, booze, and casinos to beat those Redskins. Hell, we might just have to take their territory on the field, too. Dallas, Washington, Trail of Tears. Sunday at noon at Cowboys Stadium. Cowboys countdown to kickoff begins at 10 a.m. Post-game afterwards. Brought to you by UT Southwestern Sports Medicine, Strayer University, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
You all. Merry Texas Christmas, you all. May your days be sunny and bright. May your hearts be happy and light. Merry Texas Christmas, you all.
Log on out to theticket.com. It's your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Cake December 30th at the Palladium Ballroom.
There's not much snow down Texas way, but we sure do mean it when we say a merry Texas.
Okay, very offensive liner.
Seriously.
Coming out of the break. Luckily for us, there's not really enough American Indians remaining to form a good protest group. Or else, you know how we react to protest groups. Just we. We in specific and we in general. Okay, play that liner again. Just so you could know what we're talking about. If. Oh.
The Cowboys are going to need more than smallpox-infested blankets, booze, and casinos to beat those Redskins. Hell, we might just have to take their territory on the field, too. Dallas, Washington, Trail of Tears. Sunday at noon at Cowboys Stadium. Cowboys countdown to kickoff begins at 10 a.m. Post-game afterwards. Brought to you by UT Southwestern Sports Medicine, Strayer University, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The sponsors weren't really the offensive part. It was more the the smallpox-infested blankets. Like, basically, what we've done, we, the white man, we came over here and did what Hitler tried to do to the Jews, right? We exterminated an entire race of people. But now it's apparently been enough time that we can joke about it, because it's funny, because we gave them blankets infested with smallpox so they would all die. Isn't that hilarious?
Let me play Dumb Kid.
Okay.
Is that proven, or is that...
I don't know, you know, I
mean, because you just compared our forefathers to Hitler, so...
So
I
you
just
don't
want...
think we tried to kill
no,
as
no,
many
no.
as we could?
Dan, I'm not taking issue with your history lesson. I'm simply saying how much of it is true, because for some reason they left it out of my textbooks originally, and I'm just curious if...
Dude,
if
how much of this did you have to wait till you were at over 20 to learn any of it?
Well, when it comes to smallpox-infested blankets, last week.
Okay, that one...
That might have been the first time I heard about it.
But you did know that we killed all the Indians, and it was great, right? And
I do know that our...
Like, we traded them a blanket
Hallmark,
for...
our Hallmark cartoon depiction of Thanksgiving, being everyone sitting there having a good time...
Didn't we get all
may
we,
overstate
all land,
our relationship we, with the Indians.
I think we got all land west of the Mississippi for like a couple of blankets. And then it turns out we infected those blankets with smallpox. I don't know about that.
It may not have been intentional. It may have just been us being naturally white and smallpoxish.
We had built up an immunity.
Well, no, I think...
Right.
I think it was blankets that were covering people that died from smallpox. Then we said, you know what, we can't really use these anymore unless we trade them to the Indians for 50 acres. And they nodded.
Okay, like I said, it's difficult to track down facts about how Cliff Lee signed in Philadelphia. So let me ask again, how much of this is true?
I don't know. So anyway,
I know.
The point
I'm
is...
I'm fascinated. I'd watch
I
a docu-
think this is working out.
I'd watch a documentary about this.
The point is, though, that in reading these liners, Conrad, our friendly Conrad, apparently he lives in Vancouver, which is
very progressive.
Canada.
Very progressive.
And apparently even our guys, when they giggled and wrote these liners, thought he might have a problem with it because they feel the Canadian is a friendly guy. In fact, very friendly with the American Indian. I don't know where that rumor or that stereotype was born, if that's true or not. But anyway, here we've obtained the audio when they first presented Conrad with this liner for him to read. Okay?
All right.
Cowboys are going to need to... The Cowboys are going to need more than smallpox. Oh, no. No.
Here's what I told him.
I cannot read that.
Come on back. What I told him, I said, now, you know, Jim's going to, he's going to push back on that because the Canadians, they're very fond of the American Indian.
Well, no.
The Native Americans.
No, what we're fond of is being nice.
All right.
What we're fond of is not being... full of hatred and
no what we're doing here is just,
okay you know what I'll go with this okay. I will go with this
I like Mr. Dude no what we're doing here is
not being mean at all
hatred, it's more though, of a parody about hatred and
yeah those who are full of hate we're making fun of them
full of hatred and
no what we're doing here is just,
okay you know what I'll go with this.
Okay.
I will go with this under protest.
All right. I'll lodge your protest.
Okay, officially.
Officially.
This is officially under protest.
Okay.
All right, here we go. The Cowboys are going to need more than smallpox-infested... The Cowboys are going to need more than smallpox-infested blankets, booze, and casinos to beat those Redskins. Hell, we might just have to take their territory on the field, too. Dallas, Washington, Trail of Tears.
What is the Trail of Tears? Does that have something to
Got
do with
me.
Killing a lot of Indians?
I believe it's like some path of Indians trying to escape, move away from the white man,
they
died
right.
along the way or something like that.
And then
they were crying.
We're kind of laughing about it. Okay.
Turned into a punchline.
Dallas, Washington, Sunday at noon.
Don't you feel
all of tears?
Well, that's probably more research in that promo than this radio station has done in a whole year. I've never heard a Trail of Tears in my life.
See, the ticket is both entertaining but also informative.
Yeah, so much information.
You learn things about history that I feel like.
Wow.
Come on.
A new low in low.
A little fun. All right.
Okay, a little fun.
Let's have a holiday message to finish your
That's right.
All right.
I feel like...
So you know Conrad was against it.
I feel like it's untapped.
Of course you read it.
I feel like it's untapped documentary room, though. You know?
As far as the true story of the American Indian and what we did to them? Hello, Pat.
Yes.
You're on the ticket.
All right.
Now what?
What are you going to do about it, Pat?
Well, there's nothing I can do about it. Obviously, they're dead. But
you have thoughts on the Indians?
Yes, the smallpox infested blankets is true.
Do you feel that's true?
Well, according to the History Channel, it is on the America: The Story of Us, and the Trail of Tears was the forcing of the Cherokee out of their lands to the reservations.
Okay. So then they were crying and stuff because they were upset that
they
left their land.
Yeah, they adopted the Constitution and had plantations, and the white folks thought it was so great they just went down there and took it from them.
Hey, how was that documentary? Because...
What's it called?
The Story of Us or something, right, Pat?
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Man, I heard it was, and I totally forgot to roll on it. I wonder if they'll show it on the holidays.
HistoryChannel.com,
yeah,
brother.
It's like a five or six part special.
How many hours, Pat?
Oh, good Lord, I think it's 8 episodes.
I think it's 5 or 6.
Hours.
All right. Thanks, dude.
No problem.
I think I need to see that.
It's 5 or 6.
I think it came out like in the springtime, and I was overloaded with English soccer or hockey.
So according
games
to Pat,
something.
That liner is completely 100% historically accurate.
But,
like everything,
like Steve Ott, Conrad was really thrown when you reference Indians as Native Americans. They're
what are they called there?
First Nationers, I believe, is what they're called. That's what they called them at the Olympics.
So they called them that, then they killed them? Where Canadians weren't involved in this?
No, Canadians weren't involved with this.
Oh, okay.
They don't have to lock their houses. Didn't you learn that from
Michael
Moore and Bowling for
They really are nicer than we are.
Canadians?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Unless they're booing the Star Spangled Banner, you mean?
Right. Well, that involves hockey.
No, it involves our national anthem. You know, the country that subsidizes quite a bit of what they do? And, you know, defends them?
Uh-oh. Oh, here we go.
I'm just saying.
Canadian Friday, rant. Steve Ott, you hear this?
I love...
Here comes a new liner.
Here we go.
I very much, very much love our Canadian friends until they think it's funny to boo the Stars and Stripes. Not cool. That's over the line. Smallpox?
Sure.
All right. Well, it's 10:03. This is the ticket.